Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and fresh off of his trip to Indianapolis, Indiana, by way of various places and everything else, on, you know, from out of the beautiful state of Utah, is the student of the gun, the professor, Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you as well.
So, you had a good trip?
Yeah, it was long, but it was very valuable, and glad that we had the opportunity to do it.
Now, when you go to these things, how many different hats do you have to wear when you go to these things? Because, one, you have to get out there, and, of course, you know lots of people. You have known lots of people for a long time. So, first of all, you've got to hang out with them, and just because it's fun. I mean, being alive is fun, and it's fun to be alive with people you know and the people you respect and everything else. So, first of all, you get to hang out with them. Then you got to look at it from the media standpoint, because you have this massive media footprint thing going on. And then you have to look at it, I guess, from an instructor viewpoint. Do you do that?
Well, yeah. You know, these shows are never long enough.
Right.
I mean, if they were 7-8 days long, maybe it would be long enough. When I arrive, obviously I want to see the people that I haven't seen in a long time. In a situation like the NRA annual meeting and exhibits, that is an opportunity to see not just industry people, but others as well. People who might not necessarily consider themselves, you know, part of the firearms industry. So we see, of course, as students of the gun, we see a lot of our fans and followers and students of the gun, you know, which is always gratifying. And then I try to get around the floor and see what's up. Generally, that's pretty difficult to do, just because, A, you run into people all the time, but B, I'm trying to have meetings with people and of course, produce this. At NRA, we took our entire radio video setup and we produced a lot of material. So we had several interviews, probably, I don't know, in the neighborhood of 20 plus people that we interviewed. So it's a lot to do, especially in just 3 days.
Right. I would imagine that is absolutely a lot to do. But then from your viewpoint, as now you have a store. So do you have to wear that hat and go out there and try to find the latest guy with the best stuff for the blowout kits and who might have a better publishing deal out there that you might be able to look at, that kind of thing? Do you have to go out there
No, not so much. I don't have to do that at all. That's more of a Jared Zachary thing. which is nice. Yeah. Seriously, I don't.
It's nice to have people.
Yeah, I have people for that. So they do. For instance, at SHOT Show, you know, we're all about trying to help our people, and, you know, be the best prepared and most resilient individuals that they possibly can be. And one of the things that we ran into or discovered or what have you was these water purification kits, and we went ahead and grabbed up some of them and put them in our store. So if you guys go to shopsotg.com, you can see those. That's the shopsotg.com.
Now, is this a smaller kit than is in your BBOB?
Well, actually, there's two. There's a small compact one, which I I featured in the BBOB,
right,
the big bug out bag. And then there's a larger one, which is a self-contained reservoir. And so it looks like a 5 gallon jerry can.
Right.
But in addition to being a 5 gallon jerry can, it also has everything you need to purify and filter water. So that obviously is an important thing.
Is it rigid?
Yeah. Yeah, it's rigid. Right. And you know, kind of thing like you would put in the back of a Jeep or a truck or what have you. And, you know, the little one, I think it was, I don't remember how many liters it was. It was like 5,000 liters and 1.5 gallons or 1.3 gallons or whatever. The big one that we're talking about will purify 20,000 liters of water. So that's a pretty good amount of water. So the little one, I would say, would be like a you or, you know, a couple people. And the big one is like essentially family size. But yeah, that's just one of the things that we run into. We discovered that at SHOT Show and we thought it was a good thing and thought our audience would be, excited about it. So we went ahead and grabbed them up and we put them on the store.
There you go. There you go. Now, tell me some people that you interviewed. Who all did you get to hook up with and do a little media with?
Oh, man, let me see. Let me just try and start from, I'm going to forget people, but at the very beginning, we had one of the, Shane, one of the members of Team Glock, the shooting team, we had him on. We had a gentleman named Isaac Demarest, who is a NRA board member. We had him on. We had our buddy from our buddy Nathan from Crossbreed Holsters. We had three representatives from the Million Moms Against Gun Control. A very good group. And well, we had my buddy John from EOTech, and we had my buddy Dave from MKS Supply / High Point / Inland / Barnall. We interviewed Rachel from Night Fusion Sites, and who else did we have? A bunch of people. I'm probably gonna be a jerk for not remembering everybody, but it was better than more than 20 people over a period of 3 days that we.
Well,
had
I mean, every time I popped up your live feed, you had two or three people on there at a time, and I didn't catch. I think I might have caught two. Mm-hmm. So that idea that you might have had a lot of guys on there does not escape me at all, and. I do love doing that, getting a bunch of content with all these people that I don't get to see that often, because it's so much easier to, if you get to sit down with somebody before you get to, before you actually do whatever it is, have the talk. If you can figure out the talk before you do it, you're not going to miss anything.
But you got to be careful.
Yeah.
What do we have to be careful with, Bill? We got to be careful that we're doing the radio, not on the radio.
Well, that is, yeah, sometimes
we have these great conversations, and yes. Then Zach will say, why don't you do that with the microphones turned on?
Shut up and let me start this recording and turn on your mics.
Exactly.
So, but it's a fun occupational hazard. I always have fun with that, so that's no big deal. Did you see anything new? Well, you know what, here's a question. You can start answering it. You got 25 seconds, then I got to shut you off, and then you can finish it on the other side. Do you see anything new there that you liked? Or did you even get to walk around at all?
I did walk around.
Yeah.
But new? Not really so much.
Yeah. The student.
I know that's the boring answer.
Well, but I mean, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about next. But I mean. The student of the gun. This is a lot of things. It's a place where you can go buy stuff that you can use to bug out and some other stuff. And you can get some books to learn how to train and how to fight and how to do some other stuff. You can get James Yeager's Last Works as completed by Paul Markle. You can also find the media hub that is the student of the gun. It's so many different things. It's sitting here and trying to say, this is what it is. You're going to miss something out. You're going to leave something out of that. So. Just go to studentofthegun.com or SOTG.com. We'll be right back talking to Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Paul Markle, the professor, the student of the gun, the professor at the student of the gun, Dr. Markle. We could call him Dr. Markle. So you didn't see anything new. Is that because do you think that's becoming an issue? Have we sort of cornered the technology that's available to us at the moment?
I don't know. And I'm sure there are people who were on the floor and are like, oh, no, this company had a brand new what's-its or whatever. Henry's got a pistol caliber carbine out that's kind of cool. And the guys over And this is going to sound crazy, but the guys over at Taurus, I don't know what they did. They did a big shakeup about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And they're actually coming out with some really interesting stuff right now.
Yeah.
Smith and Wesson was absent. Smith and Wesson was not there. However, Stig was there. So whereas Stig skipped the last 2 SHOT Shows and Smith didn't, they reversed roles this time. So that was kind of interesting to me. We stopped at to see our buddies, Brownells, on the way, because you know they're off of Interstate 80 in Iowa.
Right.
So we drove right by there. So we jumped off the highway and had a visit with them, and that was a good thing. That was kind of fun, you know, see people. But yeah, the thing, you know, what's new, we really are, I don't know if we're at the zenith, but we're in a position where manufacturers are able to make guns so well, now and so inexpensively, that then the only thing that makes guns seem expensive, and they're really not, is the inflation. You know, if it wasn't for inflation, you'd still have $500 ARs that were good running, viable ARs.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because I remember very specifically being 18 years old and going into a gun shop and seeing a triangle handguard AR-15. You know, the thin barrel triangle handguards, carrying handle, at the gun shop, on the wall, on the rack, for $500.
Yeah, those were the Mattel handguards, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. That the people used to bust on them. They're like, ah, your gun's made by Mattel. It's like, stand in front of it.
That's what I trained. That's what they issued.
Stand in front of it.
When I first got to Europe, that's what they issued us.
Oh, yeah, the triangle handguards, the M16A1.
Yeah. Then we came out with the much beloved M16A2, which was just such a
great. Thanks to the Marine Corps.
Great.
Marine Corps had,
that was a great, great weapon to consider taking into combat. Thanks so much. If it was Marine Corps, thanks Marine Corps for that one.
Oh, it was, because the Marines were like, we need a heavier barrel. It needs to be longer. It needs to have better sights. That was pretty much the main thing between the one and the two. Excellent. Was a heavier, longer barrel. And they changed up the handguards, so they're universal.
Oh, yeah.
And rather than having a left-right, now they're just all the exact same, which I don't imagine doing something correct.
3-shot burst.
Yeah, 3-shot burst. We changed it from a full auto. It was Vietnam that did that, because dudes were just flipping them to auto and dumping magazines into bushes. And they said, we got to slow these dudes down.
Supposedly, they have come out with a smart gun that has facial recognition. So that means the smart gun has a camera.
Mm. Yeah.
It's called BioFire. It's only $1,500.
$1,500?
Yes.
How in the world? I don't even want me. Yeah.
They hired a guy who is supposed to have been a Navy SEAL. And he's got a testimony.
Oh, dear Lord.
They hired the guy from YouTube, from Forgotten Weapons, I think it is, that channel, Forgotten Weapons channel or something like that.
I forgot, but anyway.
And he shot it, and it's supposedly so good and so great and everything else, except it has a power source. And I'd be willing to bet that it probably has some means to be plugged up to recharge said power source, which means it has to be connected, I would think, for firmware updates and everything else, all those other things.
Yeah, I'm watching their little infomercial right now.
Right.
So it's facial recognition for release. So you stick it in a stand, and it won't release unless it recognizes your face. That's what I'm getting from this.
Oh, so it does, gun itself doesn't have a camera, but it does have a biometric palm reader.
Yeah, I was like, is this some kind of an assassin's gun? No, but it shows people just like leaving them on the shelf and yada yada. And you walk over and you squeeze it, and it does a facial recognition, and then it lets you, you know, blah 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 blah. I'm gonna go with a hard no on that, because anything that's digital and anything that's Bluetooth or whatever can be shut off, can be hacked.
Yep.
people, just calm the F down. And I got an idea. Rather than putting guns on your freaking shelf, why don't you just attach it to your daggum body?
Yeah.
What kind of a crazy, you know, that's a crazy concept. It's like, and what's even stupider about this, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, what's even stupider about their video is they're showing a family getting ready to leave to go out for the day. So they stick their smart gun, their bio gun, on the freaking table, grab up all their bags and basketballs and play gear, and walk out the front door and leave the gun behind. That's the opposite of correct. That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I'm sure they'll sell a lot of these to uninformed sheep, and that's fine. They can sell guns to uninformed sheep. And Mike, retired Navy SEAL. It's like, if I meet one more SEAL, I'm going to vomit.
You know, when I in the 80s, when I was in the military, the entire of the military only had 5,500 spec ops people.
Yeah.
All of it. The entirety of the, and now it seems like, and I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of guys that claim to have done this that did it. But at the same time, you know, that you never hear somebody going out there going, yeah, I was in the military and I was a diesel mechanic.
Yeah, everybody. So, yeah, the funny thing is, we talk about that, like the May, and said, you know, during the entire 10 years of Vietnam, there were like 3,600 SEALs.
Yeah.
In theater.
Yeah.
And I've met 10,000 of them. They're literally must be battalions of SEALs. I didn't think the groups were that big, but apparently
battalions. I thought they were elite. I thought it took, you know, for every 100 we test, only 3 pass today.
That's up, man.
That's great. That's the Green Beret. That's right.
That's the Green Beret. Yeah.
Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. The student.
There you go.
SOTG, shopsotg.com, studentofthegun.com, whatever it is. If you look up Paul Markle, you're going to find me.
Yeah, it's not SOTG. It's Shop SOTG.
Shop SOTG.
There you go.
See, a long time ago, Jared would have been in the background prompting him to tell me this, and I had to get it wrong in order for him to prompt me to tell me this because I was trying to be an overachiever. But that's all beside the point. Go to studentofthegun.com and go check out what is there, because there's a lot of different directions you can go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. There's been an explosion and now a fire at a refinery near Houston. 2 people were hurt at the Shell plant in Deer Park, which has been evacuated. It's unclear what caused the blast, which is sending huge plumes of black smoke into the sky. Deer Park is just to the east of Houston. Demonstrators are demanding the Manhattan District Attorney press charges against the man accused of using a deadly chokehold on a mentally disturbed man on a New York City subway. MTA CEO CEO Jan Oliver spoke about the incident for the first time.
The video is really troubling and upsetting.
A former Marine who put Jordan Neely in a chokehold reportedly told detectives he was not trying to kill Neely, but only trying to hold him for officers. The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 SD Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at-home tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. So Paul is one of these guys. You're not. Do you review guns? Do you ever review guns?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, you carry one gun, and you've probably carried the same gun. And I mentioned this earlier. Like you probably carried it so long that the finish is worn off of it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean that happens.
Yeah. And what is it? A Glock 19?
Actually, I'm carrying a G48 right now.
Okay.
At this moment.
Well, you know. Glock. With Glock 9mm, I think they're almost interchangeable, to be honest with you.
Well, the skinny ones are, but yeah.
Right.
You got the thin profile ones, which is, you know, the 48 is the gun that they should have come out with 15 years ago, but they finally got around to doing it. That was one of the smartest things they ever did.
If they had come out with the 48 before they came out with the 43, I think that would have been the smartest thing they could have done.
Yeah, I think the people there will agree with you. And the 43 X-ray, I think it's 43 X-ray. It's the long frame version.
Right.
But either way, they're good guns, and they work all the time, and they go bang, and you can actually carry it on you. It's a gun that, you know, I was actually, you want to know a little bit of inside baseball?
Sure.
I'll tell you. I'm working on another book. You know how we did the Legion of Michael church security training program and the book and so forth?
I remember that. I don't remember the details of that.
Well, I have a podcast called Legion of Michael. I wrote a book called Legion of Michael. We have a training course called Legion of Michael, a comprehensive church security program.
Okay.
So I'm working on a new one, and I think you'll dig this. Okay, who's the patron saint and protector of children?
I don't know that.
You know him.
I know him. Paul Markle?
Yeah.
Is it Paul Markle?
No. A, like going back like 300-400 years. The patron saint protector of children is Saint Nicholas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Saint Nicholas is a real dude.
Yeah.
And he is considered to be the patron saint and protector of children. So I'm working on a new book called The Knights of Saint Nicholas, Protector of the Children, a comprehensive guide for protecting and defending Christian schools.
I like it.
As one of the many hats that I've worn over my over the years is I've been a professional bodyguard, and I worked in the United States and overseas as a professional bodyguard. So I figured I might as well put that expertise to use. But in the book, I'm talking about concealed carry and discreet carry. And while the Glock 17 or, you know, P226 or whatever, they're easy to use, they're large, they're comfortable, you put both hands on them, minimal recoil. But if you're wearing a dress shirt and a tie on a daily basis, you're probably not going to be concealing a G17. So something like a G43 or even the car pistols, you know, there's nothing wrong with car pistols. They're exceedingly well made. They have a really good trigger in them, and they're super easy to conceal and discreetly. So it's a balancing act, you know.
Indeed. I mean, I've known a lot of people. I mean, Larry Pratt supposedly carried a car pistol under his shirt for years. He put on his T-shirt, and then he would put on his shoulder holster with his car pistol, and then he would put on his dress shirt, and then he put on a suit jacket, and that's the way he went around everywhere he went, supposedly. I never, you know, made him strip down so I could check him out and see what was going on. You know what I'm talking about, right? Larry Pratt, executive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So,
Gun Owners of America.
Yeah. So what would it take? What would be the gun that would make you change from a standard Glock platform?
Oh, what I'm carrying right now? To tell you the truth, I've carried other guns. The Canik TP9 series is a really good series of guns.
Right.
And I carried one for, when I'm bopping around the ranch on Wyoming or in Wyoming and I don't have to, you know, be concealed. You know, if I go into town, I'll just drape the T-shirt over the outside of it. And there's a big bump under my T-shirt, but it's Wyoming and nobody cares.
Right.
But if you're, you know, if you're on the East Coast and you're in suburbia or whatever, where there's lots of sheep and scared little babies, you got to be more discreet than that. But the Canik, the TP9 series is phenomenal. I've got a TP9. I've got them in all the sizes. They made them in the full size and the compact. They made a subcompact one, which is thick. It's thick like a Glock 19, but it runs like a tank, and it, you know, it won't fail. It's got a fantastic trigger. It's a well-built gun.
Right.
So, yeah, like I said, if I'm bopping around the ranch in Wyoming and it's not, you know, concealment, deep concealment or discreet concealment, not a thing, I'll wear a bigger gun or I'll wear something like that. But for, you know, just like habitually every single day, you know, James Yeager used to say, he said that he preferred the Glock 19 because it was big enough to fight with, but small enough to carry all the time, every
right.
day.
Right.
And of course that he said that years before the Shield. And he said that before the TP9. And he said that before, basically before every company, every gun company in the world decided they needed to make a Glock replica.
Right. Well, now I know he tried the Canik. I know he tried the Sig. I know he tried the Smith & Wesson. I know he tried a bunch of different guns. I'm supposing he went back to Glock at some point. Did he go back to Glock?
Well, he always carried a 19 and he carried 26s on his ankles.
Right.
But yeah, the rental guns, the rental pistols at Tactical Response, the rental handguns are Canics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have had one.
Tens of thousands
I had the TP Combat Elite.
Mm.
And there was something about that grip module that I just did not like. And maybe it was because it was one finger width too short. Because, you know, it has that big magazine well on it and everything. Mm-hmm. And as far as the way the gun was designed, I thought the gun was a tank, but I mean, I just didn't like the way it shot.
Oh yeah,
but
they've actually improved that gun.
Yeah,
they're selling one that now that they call the METE or the Metee, and I tested out their, I think it's TPX or something like that.
Right.
Again, they made slight improvements. They took the original design, made slight improvements to it, and it's still rhinoceros tough.
Right.
And the great thing about those guns is, holy crap, you get an entire box of accessories. They're optic ready.
Oh yeah. You don't even have like the holster. They come with a holster.
For like $500.
Yeah, it's an outstandingly good pistol for what you get with it. It's a very good
one. Oh, yeah.
But what I'm talking about, and we can continue this in the next segment, but maybe one that isn't made yet. Maybe one, I mean, if somebody sits you down and says, Paul Markle, we want to make a new gun, and this would be the ideal gun for Paul Markle to carry. That would be what I would be interested in hearing about. You don't have time to tell me that right now. I want you to tell me that in the next little bit, because I have an idea of what I want the ideal carry gun to be. And I think if somebody designed it, and the thing is, somebody actually has designed it already once.
All right.
Nice little tease for you there, my man. And as for the rest of you, if you want to go check out Student of the Gun, search Student of the Gun, look for it, or however you want to look at it. When you go there, there's a lot of things you're going to find. You're going to find instructional aids. He has something called, what do you call the thing where you go shoot one box of ammo and that's your training and you...
Oh, the one box workout.
The
man.
One box workout. You could go look at the one box workout. For those of you that are out there, ammo is so expensive and this, that, the other. You don't have to use 500 rounds, 1,000 rounds. He's got a 50-round workout for you. One box of ammo workout. And that's just among everything else. I don't have enough time in the entirety of the show to tell you what's at his website, because it is just that all-inclusive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. So, do you remember the last modular handgun testing series that the military was going through?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Daytonix designed a gun, and then they had SDI build it, which was essentially a striker-fired single-action pistol. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That would be the gun I'd like to see somebody build.
You're talking about old school now when you're talking about Daytonix. Daytonix is one of those companies that's been around since I started out.
Yeah, but you know, in this last go-around, they came out with this really, because it was supposed to be modular, so they came out with this gun that nobody had ever made one of these before, and I have seen people that have shot it, and I have seen a few videos where they have shot it, and the thing is, for me, I see the wisdom of having a gun that's striker-fired. But when we start talking triggers, it's just so hard to beat that single-action trigger for me.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is you want a really good Glock trigger, you shoot the thing 500 times, and it'll be really good. Same thing with the M&P,
sure.
You know. And the reason people cry about triggers is because, you know, the days of a dedicated gunsmith sitting at a bench with files and whetstones and, you know, super fine grit jeweler cloth and polishing everything and assembling them, you know, those are gone. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Unless you want to spend, I don't know, $2,000-$3,000 on a gun. But if you want to spend $499 on a gun, it's just the people who are assembling them, and that's what they're doing. They're reaching into boxes and they're taking parts and they're putting them all together, quick function check and zoom, it's out the door, you know. So the Smith & Wesson Performance Centers and so on and so forth, that's where you would have these really fine, polished, honed triggers. But the striker fire triggers are obviously not anything like that. I mean, the striker fire triggers are just pieces and components that are assembled and, you know, put together, and it's up to you to shoot the gun. And of course, there's a whole entire aftermarket business about, you know, Smith triggers or Glock triggers or, you know, whatever. But yeah, just shoot the gun, man. It'll feel better.
Well, one thing I'm going to try, and simply because I kind of think this should probably be the one that was since they did not pick the Glock, I would have thought they would have picked the Glock to be the modular handgun system winner. They did not pick the Glock. I know they picked the SIG primarily because of cost and parts and cost, but it mainly had to do with cost.
If that's a huge mistake.
Yeah,
And this whole modular handgun thing is not smart.
Yeah.
I censure myself for you. It's not smart. As somebody who's been there, done that, gotten the t-shirt, the idea that the average trooper is going to be issued a kit, a modular handgun kit with all these options and features, and that the average trooper is going to be given permission to take his gun apart and alter it and modify it. And it's like, that's craziness. There's no way. There's no way. That's not how the military works.
Nope.
You know, No, and it'd be different if it was, you know, if it's special operations where they're issued a pistol and it's theirs and they keep it and, you know, that's different. But for a general issue to all the troops kind of a gun, they didn't need it. It was a waste of money. They're like, oh no, the Army's super smart. Yeah, the Army's the same. They're talking about the same Army that picked the ACU camouflage pattern.
I never understood that myself. I'm going to tell you what I think should have been the gun they should have picked if they didn't pick the Glock. You ready?
Go ahead.
FN 509.
FN's making some inroads. LAPD's carrying their guns now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it has, so, like, now, I mean, when I was in the military, we wore gloves because it was cold.
Yeah.
Now it's really cool to wear gloves, but now they wear special gloves that are really cool looking, not just the wool inserts with the black leather shells to keep it dry and everything. Now they're wearing gloves because it's tactical. So.
Well, they're wearing gloves because when they're out on convoys and they're getting hit with IEDs, their hands are getting burned.
Yeah.
Well, and they needed to protect their hands.
There's reasons for it that I hadn't even thought about that. Although I have shot plenty of ARs that don't know how to handle the heat really well, that I needed a pair of gloves that were heat resistant. But having said that, the biggest problem I see with the Glock tactically is that wearing gloves and having that trigger guard is a little tight. So with
let's talk reality here. Glove technology has come a long way. When I was in, just like you, we got the leather shells and the green wool inserts and, you know, that jazz.
And we always cut the fingertip off.
I didn't because what's the most important finger on your hand? Your trigger finger, right? Which one should you always protect? Your trigger finger.
Yeah.
But, I digress. The gloves, today, you know, the truth is you can get really good mechanics gloves for $30. And then of course everybody else in the world makes tactical gloves too, but they've come a long way. And they're so much better than they were
when
you and I were at.
They're thinner.
And they make them with thin slate. So you can get thin gloves that actually keep your hands warm and allow you to operate your equipment. Kids today are spoiled.
The best
I used to own that one.
The best pair that I've found so far is a pair of Cabela's gloves. Because they have exactly the way. Now, I don't know how heat resistant they would be if I was grabbing something hot.
Right.
But it's in terms of wearing gloves that are going to keep my hands warm and at the same time I can function, I found a pair of those for like $9. I bought some mechanics ones yesterday. How much?
You remember the Isotoners?
I do.
Yeah, freaking Dan Marino and Isotoners. When I was a cop, 20 years ago, working in the winter, I went out and bought Isotoner gloves because they were thin and they fit my hand snugly, so I could still shoot my gun if I needed to.
Right.
Yeah. Do they even make those anymore?
I don't know. The last time I saw those was when I was watching Ace Ventura.
Right, when Dan Marino and Isotoner gloves. Yep. Oh, according to internet.com, they still do. So there you go.
Not surprising. You can still find a members only jacket if you look hard enough as well. I'm sure they're still being made somewhere. They're just not, they're not on Instagram, so nobody knows. So anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, anyhow. So, what do you think about my Wish gun? Would that be a gun that you would give a look at?
Well, I'm going to have to look that up. But what we need to understand is a handgun is carried in a holster.
Right.
And the technology that we have now, having large external safeties and all and grip safeties and all of this not, it's really not necessary. It isn't. By the time it's time for you to reach down, grab a pistol and make it work. And as somebody who's had to teach people how to shoot, the fewer mechanical options, the better.
Yeah.
Because it just cuts down on the learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, teaching people to carry the M9 and shoot the M9 was a bear because the first shot is this, and on military guns, it was horrible. You know, 12, 15, 18 pound double action trigger.
Yeah.
And then the next one is 5 or 6 pounds. So you know what Cooper used to call those? Jeff Cooper?
What?
He called them the crunch and tickers.
The crunch and tickers.
So the first shot is a crunch.
Yeah.
And the next shot is tick.
Yep.
That goes back a while.
Back in the day when a lot of guys were using these double action, single action guns for competition, they were just snatching the first shot. They were like, I'm just throwing it away. And I was like, well, why don't you just go with the single action gun then? But anyway, I digress. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Do tell Zach I want to pick his brain on the setup and everything else. For those of you that are interested in anything that Paul does, which you should be interested in everything Paul does, because everything Paul does has utility. You should
high quality.
High quality utility. Go to studentofthegun.com. There you will find the entryway, the gateway, if you will, to education, to shopping, and to media. I mean, you got all kinds of media available to you. I will be back in about 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.